Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, good day, everyone. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name is LB Bork, and I have with me today John Breeson, or Brashan, as some of your friends call you. Anyway, how you doing today, John?
Doing well, Mr. Bork. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, trying to hang in there. It's been a hectic kind of last couple weeks. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I was thinking about my mother and what she says about what I do. She kind of honors it because they know I'm out of the system, and she recognizes that. And I got chewed out a few weeks ago about, you know, life being tough for her because I'm out of the system and based on their will and stuff. But anyway, she said a few years ago to me, why do you do this? You can't do anything about it. And I was trying to think about why she said that. I haven't asked her, you know. I think I have a personal answer to that. And it centers around people for the most part. And Mike Gaddy, who is on this panel usually, but he had to go to do some errands today, couldn't make it. Yeah, people are the problem. Like back to the Revolutionary War, only about less than 10%. It's hard to get an accurate number. 10% or less of the people, you know, wanted to break away from England. And, you know, today we're lucky if I would say 1% of the people really understand what's going on. Would you say that, or?
I can't really put a percentage to it, but it's, there's only a small remnant as there always has been. So,
yeah. I know I complain a lot or harp about, the movement being commandeered by the powers that be, the shadow government, whatever we want to call them. I know I prefer to think the deep state is just another ploy of the world communist plot. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. 10 years ago is when I lost control of what I was doing. And the red pill, you know, there's a couple things that maybe you'd want to talk about or go over. Being red pilled used to be being awake based on the movie The Matrix. Of course, I came out with the script and a thing called deprogramming back in 2000 based on The Matrix. I was the first one to basically use the red pill situation. And you being a Christian man, and I follow the New Testament, if anything, and I followed Yeshua. I prefer not to call myself a Christian because Christianity's been screwed up by, namely, the Vatican, and that's why a lot of people came to America, and I found out recently Canadians have that same story. They came over to this Northern continent, or North America, as they call it, to get away from the church, So I can associate with that. I understand that. So that's where I'm at. There's a division line there, and most Christians don't understand that their religion's been infiltrated by the same people. So that's why I stay away from that terminology myself. So, but back to the subject, a lot of people don't understand what red pill means these days. And I took the Matrix, which was basically a new age a thing. If you remember, Neo at the end of the movie said there's no rules and no boundaries or borders, boundaries, and that relates to the New World Order. And by the time you got to Matrix 2, there's some kind of, you know, what do you call Babylonian dancing and things going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you've heard about the Rolling Stones album back in the 70s. It was Return to Babylon, I think they called it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, my point is, there's a lot of brainwashing and control that's going on. People don't realize. And like I said, I took the Matrix and turned it around back to God. And the Matrix is basically anti-God, taking people into the new age.
Very much so.
And yeah, okay, I'm glad you realize that. I commend you on that, by the way, because you're one of the few young men that I've ran into lately. I pretty much gave up on the millennial types, but you're one of the few people that get it. But anyway, you know, my point is, back to my mother, you can't do anything about it. I don't know if she's talking about the 90% of the people plus, you know, it could be 99, I think it's 99% at this point. You can't do anything about these people. So why do people like yourself and myself do what we do?
Yeah.
I guess that's a question to you.
It is,
and true. The audience. You know.
It is true. I mean, we try to wake people up to the best of our ability of the world order, and none of us have it 100%, obviously. But some of us get pretty darn close. It's a hydra with, you know, multiple heads, and as soon as you start chopping down one hydra, five more pop up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's very tough, and that's what a lot of us, you know, try to do, is we try to say, hey, you know, stop being mesmerized and hypnotized by the mainstream media and by Hollywood and by sports. You know, kind of look, there's more deeper things going on here that you might realize. And yeah, I mean, sometimes even ourselves, we can be fooled by our own cognitive dissonance too, as well. Just because we think that we're more quote unquote woke doesn't necessarily mean that we can't be fooled or blinded either. Sometimes it happens to the best of us. We always have to check ourselves in that regard. And a lot of people don't. Even within the truth movement, and I think that's where a lot of polarization ends up coming from. They used to not really be there for the most part. You know, most people could give their stance and, you know, people would dismiss it or listen to it, but they wouldn't be so polarized to immediately call someone a shill or an operative just right then and there. Just average people just giving their opinions. That's what I'm primarily talking about. So you'll see that a lot on social media, where, you know, everybody's so polarized that they might it devolved into the subjective truth movement, is what I'm going to start calling it now, instead of the objective truth movement, or people actually searching for the truth. And if anybody has anything that's a counter narrative to what they believe in, they won't even look at it. They'll just outright dismiss it. I mean, since when did, you know, you and I ever believe that people would think a sitting president wasn't controlled by the world order? Somehow they definitely did that by Trump, did they not? I mean, look how many people still believe that he's our guy, that are conspiracy theorists. It wasn't like that with Obama. Was it like that with George W. Bush? Was it like that with Bill Clinton? Was it like that with George H.W. Bush? You know, I mean, the movement's always realized that. I mean, I saw a speech, Trump himself, saying that he was an insider. or that and he still is, but he's for the people. And I'm like, well, how many people say that he says he's an outsider, but then I've heard from his own mouth say that he's an insider. So that just doesn't stop. That just doesn't go away. Am I missing something here?
You know, Trump's an anomaly, and I still, you know, that hope thing that everyone has. You have faith, hope, and charity are based out of the New Testament and are grounded in the New Testament. Of course, faith is in our Creator. Just a minute. Excuse me. Anyway, faith is grounded in the Creator, and hope is hope that people would, you know, join what the Creator's given us in knowledge and act their acts, you know, how they govern their life. And charity is, I was talking to Nathan about this, my friend from Ohio, one of our people, the other day, and it was on my program, the Ultimate Remedy, sorry, on Tuesday, matter of fact, about the religion of the New Testament. And that's the only place you can find any reference to the natural law in regard to what Christ taught. And that is, and I think he said it was in James, I forget. It's been years since I've looked into the Bible. And I'm not good at chapter and verse anyway. But the reference to religion of the New Testament, or what Christ was bringing forth to not only the Jews, but the Gentiles at the time, as they're so-called, was taking care of the widows and orphans if a husband should pass or get killed or whatever the case may be. That was a simple natural law principle of the religion of the New Testament. And it's pretty obvious, pretty simple, pretty obvious. It's not socialist. You know, I've heard over the years, Jesus was the first socialist. Well, that's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Because socialism's a construct. As a matter of fact, Elon Musk is a socialist. He says pro-socialist.
Socialism's a government construct. The early Christians were just looking out for fellow Christians in their community as a whole. That's local. That's different.
Exactly. And people are just messed up, period. And, you know, when I got into this 25 years ago, things progressively got worse. You could see the commandeering happen. You and myself have talked about Aaron Russo as being an operative.
Mm-hmm. For Bill one Cooper thing. Called and, him out.
Yeah. I miss that. I corresponded with Bill Cooper a few times, but when I started listening to him, I was already involved in establishing People's Awareness Coalition. And I knew Bill Cooper had tax problems, and I had the answers to all that because I did my own research and cleared up the garbage in the movement back in the 90s. Of course, it's got totally buried now, 20 years later, after starting People's Awareness Coalition. And, you know, it's because of the internet, for the most part, and social media. And people like Aaron Russo coming out with ridiculous, you know, statements like freedom to fascism. Well, what's he talking about, since 1776? Or, you know, he was trying to push off that, you know, since Clinton maybe got in office, we're going into fascism. Well, the United States has always been fascist for the most part, so... That's a disinformation there, or a lie, if you want to call it that. So back mm-hmm. to Cooper, I don't know what he had to say about it, but it's great to hear that he called him out, just like Cooper called out Alex Jones early on. So I guess the point to that is there's, like I have said for years, as far as the communist program goes for the world, they haven't gotten away with what they have for the last 150 years, but it's a solid 500 years for this program of New World Order they've been working on. you know, they haven't gotten away with it without having operatives out there or their people distracting and putting out disinformation. It's as simple as that. And people haven't figured out that the New World Order is smarter. They've been at this a long time, and they have money to do what they have the money to do what needs to be done for themselves, and they control everything. And this movement back to 1% of maybe getting it, if that, I think it's more like 0.1%. And based on my research, sorry to say, I've got the corner on that. And people that know me know that. I don't know where most of them are these days. That's why I say, you know, Americans love their Marxism because they haven't done anything about it. And I gave the keys to personal and state sovereignty back to 20 years ago. And of course, that's my gripe, I guess, is it's been commandeered away from the movement about 10 years ago on social media. Yeah. And Rousseau and these people have been, you know, are part and parcel of that problem. But, back to Cooper. He had tax problems, so I didn't get to know him well enough to help him with those, have him understand, because that was one thing that he and a lot of other people didn't understand, that the bifurcation of the law system or the Constitution happened with the 14th Amendment. The communist overlay came to be with the 14th Amendment. And I think that's why Lincoln got killed. He was up for freeing the slaves, which I agree is an unnatural existence under the Creator's law. But it stems back all the way to the Roman Empire prior to that. So it was adopted. And I still believe that the Christians pretty much did away with it, but the church brought it back intentionally to create problems, as they have. Mm-hmm. They've used it in the United States, of course. But back to Lincoln, I don't think he would go for the 14th Amendment. That's why they killed him, had to get rid of him. Anyway, sorry I got off on a tangent there, but deals with what I said about my mother saying that you can't do anything about it. And I should sit down and have a talk with her about why she says that. And I think it really has to do with people. Even Mike Gatti will tell you that you can't change history. And it's been like this throughout history. But I still have that hope. We discussed faith, hope, and charity already, but I still have the hope that people wake up and, you know, see the light, as it said. Anyway, that's my story on that, and it kind of ties in with what you said a few minutes ago.
So we're going to start calling people, using your phrase, but I want to add a new one. Operators.
Operatives and opportunists.
Operatives and operators. And operatives and opportunists and true believers.
Because
there are people who are deluded to truly believing a lot of this disinformation that's out there, even the alternative media during this time period.
Yes.
You know, I guess there's been some of it always, you know.
Yeah. But it really all gets back to what I said a few minutes ago about the church. You know, who said those people not governed by God will be ruled by tyrants? That had to do with the persecution by the king. I can't remember who said that. Mike was here. He'd know it.
Yeah, Mike would know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's one of the profound statements I found. But it was someone being persecuted. Maybe someone in chat could remember it. I'll think of it in a minute. He was persecuted by the king, and the jury found him, you know, not guilty on the charges of the state, so to speak. That was before the state was back in operation, and that's the communist overlay that we're dealing with today. was it? Sorry, I got my mind caught up on trying to think who that was. But yeah, the jury let him go based on jury nullification. Fundamentally, is what happened. They ruled under the Bible instead of what the king wanted. You know. Mm-hmm. So they found him not guilty. So we're dealing with the same problems today, but it's a thousandfold, you know. One of the things that Thomas Jefferson wrote into the Declaration of Independence was he has sent hither swarms of agents to eat out our substance. And what Jefferson was referencing is the king sent agents over to the United States to, you know, mandate his wishes. So that was part of the separation from England. And the United States has assumed the same position. Of course, they have agencies like FBI, OSHA, CIA, you name them, that have cropped up since the 14th Amendment was put in place. So history repeated itself again. And like I said, Americans have been brainwashed to loving it. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad that people fail to understand who their creator is.
Well, I mean, we continue to turn our back on God.
Yeah, that's it. Nation. Well, that's all programmed. That's part of communism. Having, you know, the state or the government be God. You know, I think people have seen what's going on with these stupid-ass liberals, and they are mentally ill. That's because of Marxism. They don't know what's right or wrong, and they're going crazy because Ginsburg died this last week, as many have seen how they act. They think they're going to lose the right to kill their babies, use abortion as birth control. You know, it's really sad about what goes on with all that. And of course, Ginsburg was of the synagogue of Satan, so she was pushing the agenda of the synagogue of Satan for the most part. And liberals are definitely the agents or brainwashed tools to push that agenda forward. And as we've discussed before, conservatives don't even know what they're conserving.
No, they don't.
Well, I call them conservatives. You've dealt a lot about that. Yeah. Con jobs.
What are the conservatives really conserving? I mean, let's be real here. What are they've been, you know, attempting to try to stop abortions and Roe versus Wade for I don't know how many decades at this point, five and a half, six. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
it's all very four and sad. A half.
Does anybody think that Trump appointing Amy Comey Barrett is really going to overturn Roe versus Wade when you have Brett Kavanaugh, who helped cover up the Vince Foster murders, which no one discussed about that. Obviously, we had the Christine Blasey Ford limited hangouts to distract away from that. But Kavanaugh, who is Jesuit trained and worked at the Kirkland and Ellis law firm that would later go on to represent Jeffrey Epstein, you know, good friends with Counsel for National Policy member and Kirkland and Ellis lawyer Karl Rove. When do we think that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh is going to, you know, be this trusted conservative justice? Well, if you've actually been looking at the rulings, he's been ruling with the liberals quite frequently. Imagine that. There's even a recent article, again, that was put up about that he's going to be the swing vote. So, yeah, the court isn't as conservative as a lot of people think it is. And they got shamed to put their, you know, belief in Kavanaugh because of Christine Blasey Ford.
So. Well, that offended me. I wanted to reach through the computer system and or, you know, the internet and strangle her. She was so evil. But
I would really say evil. I'd say government operative, but.
That's evil. That's evil, John. Let's face it. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying it took me a few years to convince my cousin into good and evil. He goes, well, that's speculative. And I go, no, it's not. Not really.
No,
and,
you're right.
You know, I've narrowed it down to either you're with People's Awareness Coalition or you're with the New World Order. And I'm definitely against evil. So what's that put to the people that don't join us? And there's only two camps here. There's no gray area. And I'll reference what's referenced in Revelations. God in Revelations said either you're hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. And we're to that point in this new age of Aquarius. You either have to be in or out, and people can't walk the fence anymore. And I've seen people doing that since I've given them the truth 20 years ago, and they still decide to walk with evil. And I don't know. Like I've been telling people, after the election, I'm not going to be nice anymore about all this. I've already started to be not nice about it. Anyway, that's why I created PAC Alliance, so there were people that were interested in defeating the evil. But, that happened 10 years ago after I realized, you know, the movement was being commandeered, and after 10 years of trying to get people out of the system or to, you know, not to want to be part of it, it didn't seem to work. And then plus, you know, another thing, some woman that just got my book a few weeks ago, you know the woman, actually. She listens to your program. Anyway, we got a break. I'll continue after the break. We got some announcements from the station. Stay tuned. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. Today is September 25th. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Freaks.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
No, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. A couple of the panelists aren't with us today, but I do have John with me. This is LB Bork. I'm founder of People's Awareness Coalition. And author of the book, The Red Amendment, which is a remedy to this mess. And before the break, I was talking about someone that John knows because she listens to him, one of the few people. It's that 0.1% I believe is out there that really want the truth.
Me too.
So, she said, showed me the other day, and she did a laugh out loud, and she found some organization that's up there advertising on the internet. She could tell just by reading my book and by listening to you, whatever. She's got discernment, and she knew this group was false or a fraud. And I've seen a ton of that since I released my book. I mean, the internet's helped, but it gets back to the operatives and opportunists. And I don't take the time to determine. I know you go in deep research and get into the characters and their backgrounds. But I commend you for that. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that I don't do it. And part of operatives and opportunists, I say it on that paper I had written. I'll drop it in chat here. If people want to read it, it's only one page, but I simply start out by saying I don't see any difference between them. One gets paid by the shadow government or the government, and the other doesn't. They both create the same damage, and that's all I'm interested in is damage. And it kind of makes me sick that these operatives and opportunists are making money. That's been one of the problems with the movement. And how the synagogue of Satan keeps the system in place is they've drained patriots with their false programs over the years. And money that People's Awareness Coalition could have used to fix things has been, just pittered away on these operatives. And, of course, most people are afraid of the government. So if they've got taken by an opportunist, which that's why I'm saying some opportunists are actually operatives. They're put out there intentionally. They're afraid to go to the government to say anything, and they get away with it. And there's a cycle of about 3 or 4 years for these people. And the straw man issue that has been up and running for 20 years plus is one of the big ones they've been using. But if you're listening to this, to spot this particular group, I don't know their name. It's like Be Free with Law or something like that. And I briefly looked at it, and they're preaching the Act of 1871. Anyone that preaches that act is an operative. Or just a total idiot, because that act has nothing to do with
anything. Can you briefly go over that act? Can you briefly go over that act, Mr. Bork, real quick?
Yeah, it was an act that was enacted after the 14th Amendment was put in place, after Lincoln was killed. And it had to do strictly with matter of fact, it was repealed the year after, okay? It was repealed, I think, in 1872. It only, and there were acts prior to that. It has to do strictly with the municipality called Washington, D.C., the square 10 miles. It's police forces. It's, you know, sanitary issues and the governor or the mayor of that district. That's all it is. And a woman, I can't remember her name, but yeah, she's an operative too, and she's gone now. Lisa Giuliani, I think is her name. She came out with a paper a couple years after I released my book, and you know, told people that they were corporations and misguided people. And I think one of the other things is she mentioned the Act of 1871, which is it's called misdirection, if you will. So their whole scam or, you know, ploy was to misguide people away from, you know, guide people away from the 14th Amendment problem, which my book totally exposes. So there's a lot of this crap out there, and people fall for it because they get lied to, they get the carrot dangled, and they fall for it. And back to these people doing this, they're draining patriots, you know, good people of their finances. So they have nothing to work with to combat these people. And right now, after 20 years, it's to a point where, you know, they commandeered the movement. They're back into the politics, and they're totally ignoring law. Of course, they're getting, you know, fed by people like Tim Pool, who doesn't know the law, doesn't know the Constitution. You know, the bifurcated ideas that have been put out there the last 150 years. And, you know, people like Judge Napolitano will say things. He'll take you up to the edge of exposing the 14th Amendment and say things like, well, that's for you to figure out. And that all stems from Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, where in Section 4, these judges are actually sworn under the 14th Amendment that they can't talk about the whole truth. They'll lose their pensions and bounties, as it's noted in Section 4, which is getting paid to keep this communist activity under wraps. You'll never hear them say it in black and white. Once in a while, you'll hear them say something like, I got a couple things that I pulled up recently. And oh, by the way, that was William Penn that said, those people not governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. That ring a bell, John?
Yes, it does, Mr. Pork. Yes, yeah. It does. So why don't we talk about a few operatives and operatives real quick?
Go ahead. Yeah, I could quote those other things later.
So you and I talk about, you know, we send each other videos sometimes, and YouTube gives us algorithms, and they mainly push operatives and opportunists for the most part, because, I mean, that's usually how it works, right?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, not everyone, obviously, that has a decent subscriber count is an operative or opportunist. The law averages is going to say they're going to let a few reach that high point of, you know, probably around anywhere between 100,000 to 500,000 subs, just to be like, look, that one got that high, so therefore anything he say can't be true, you know, and that ends up becoming a problem too. So you got to kind of look at it very objectively, and we're all prone to emotion and cognitive dissonance, you know, I get that. But you had mentioned one Benjamin Fulford to me. I guess
Fulford,
you must have
yeah.
came across one of his videos. And of course, Benjamin Fulford was a Japanese, he's a Canadian, but he has lived in Japan for years. And he's expat to Japan, I believe, who wrote in many Japanese journals. He's a journalist. However, he is very much tied to the hit with the leader of the Blue Chicken Cult. David, both leaders of the Blue Chicken Cult, if you say David Wilcox and Corey Good. Fulford's been a long time parroting the Nasara Gasara Great Reset bullcrap, buy your Iraqi dinar, buy your Zimbabwe's, you know, Zim. It's been going on since the 90s. It was pushed forth first by the Dove of Oneness and Clyde Hood, who were very much connected to the Rantha School of Enlightenment with Jay-Z Knight. Funny enough, now Jay-Z Knight is pushing Q as well. So it's funny how that works, the QAnon operation. So anybody who believes in Gasara, Nasara, the Great Reset, that you've gotten these currencies that are worthless and that they will be reevaluated once Trump abolishes the Federal Reserve, don't hold your freaking breath. It's been going, they've been pushing this scam since the 1990s. So yeah, yeah. One time I actually said that Bill Clinton was our guy and he was going to get it done. And there, you know, that there were Democrats right before September 11th, on September 10th, they rushed into George W. Bush's office. And some of those Democrats that were involved were like Nancy Pelosi. She was apparently on our side back then. Yeah, hogwash. According to the Nasara Gasara lore. So they're always changing stuff and roping people in. None of these people are for us. If you bought that scam, I'm sorry, you bought that scam and you got some worthless currency in front of you. So those bond numbers are going to come any day now. Any day. So yeah, you've been fooled. And Fulford and Shilcox, David Shilcox and Corey Good and Jordan Sather and all the people that push QAnon. Granted, Sather doesn't push Gasara and Nasara. Robert David Steele, you know, the ex CIA agent, sex slaves on Mars, pushing Nasara, Gasara. And JFK Jr. will show up in October and during a rally, Mr. Bork, and Pence will step down and JFK Jr. will be Donald John Trump's vice president. Robert David Steele said with 80% confidence.
So come we on, got that to look lying forward to. Scamming
you. Stop getting high on the hopium.
Hopium. I like that. That's the first time I've heard that.
I've just heard it around it. I didn't coin it. But yeah.
Well, back to woke too. You mentioned woke, and I think I did up front. But yeah, that's another operative or planned opposition terminology. Mm-hmm. That's all these so-called red pill people are absorbing right now is operations of the New World Order, which is very sad.
Yeah, it's sad because I watched people who, a lot of them were poor. A lot of them were struggling. They really thought, you know, that if they bought these Zimbabwe dollars, because I was in one of their Facebook groups, a former friend of mine, he was like, hey, why don't you go, you know, I have some family members in this group, you know, why don't you go in here and just observe the bullcrap that they're posting. And yeah, they were, man. They were taking people with not a lot of money and telling them, oh, well, go buy these, you know, worthless Zimbabwe dollar notes or these worthless Iraqi dinar. You know, any day now, the bond numbers will be up and you'll be able to. And they convince these people to write these binders, attention binders, of all the good positive things that they were going to do with their money to help humanity. A lot of these people are good Christian people, you know.
Well,
when you become a billionaire in the Great Reset, then, you know, you'll have your attention buyer and you'll be able to turn it over to the bank and you'll be able to get your, you know, your black, you know, card with all the money onto it and everything like that. And it's like, come on, people, you should have been, hate to say, you should have been a little smarter and realize that people are gullible. Even smart people are gullible, you know? So
yeah, that's the problem. They're gullible. I call them stupid, but part of being stupid is being gullible, I believe. So yeah, I've been doing that a lot. I do it based on hopefully the people's ego can be overcome and, you know, they would look at it like, I know I'm not stupid. What's he talking about? You know, maybe he's telling the truth. You know, that's the only hope I have left is, you know, Jefferson said something that's in reference to something you wouldn't agree with, but, he says ridicule is the only way to overcome unintelligent positions. So that's the point I'm at. I'm frustrated after 25 years, and things are just getting worse and worse. And the internet's been their best, of course, with social media, which is all controlled. All these platforms are controlled by the New World Order. You know, people have just flocked to that, and it's, you know, just a very few group. It's less than 1% are in tune with what's really going on.
Yeah.
And like I said, you're one of the only people that I see that it's doing anything valid. And as we see with your numbers and my numbers lately, it's pretty low.
I mean, there's a
so the con is on, you know. It's working well for us.
I mean, there's a few people that I have friendships with and I trust, you know, and you know, Jimmy Jean and Epi Juryman from Into the Microcosm,
yeah,
good friends of mine, and Billy Ray Valentine and the Antidote Boys, Jeremy Roth Cushell and Greg McCarron and Neil Sanders and Recluse and George from CapDev.org, yeah, Recluse, mm-hmm. and Steven Snyder, by some view. So yeah, I have people that I trust that are doing excellent work attacking different parts of the Hydra. But you know, it's difficult, you know, it's.
Well, like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
So let me ask you something real quick, Mr. Bort.
Yep.
Are you advocating people vote for the less of the two evils this coming election and cast your vote for Donald John Trump?
At this point, I think Trump is the person that's going to get back in, so people can do that, but it's a crime to vote, and it's based on the 14th Amendment being unlawful. So they had to overcome Article 5 implementation of the amendment by getting people to ratify it themselves individually, so that's how they've done it. And the reason it's a crime is I was going to talk about this today, and I mentioned to you that Plank 4 of the Communist Manifesto has to do with confiscating property from rebels and immigrants, and that's how they've done it. And of course, if you read my material, you might be able to figure out how that ties in, but what they had to do is create a new law system that was able to take people's property and put them in prison or whatever the case may be, impose these, you know, King's laws that we talked about a little while ago on people and have the justification for it. So to take their property, they had to turn them into criminals. And if you look at law prisoners, someone in Florida is getting investigated for this right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He paid, what's the guy's name? It may be someone in chat notes, but he was paying prisoners fines for being, you know, criminals. To get them to vote is the whole scam, you know, or principle by the attorney general or whoever's investigating this in Florida. But that's just one. If you look at Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, it says the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion or other crime. So it's got two criminal actions there, voting and other crimes, which are, it's taking care of the old system and the new system under the 14th Amendment, the political system. So these people in the new system are criminals. And if you look at what the courts say about people in prison, they're slaves. That's how they get them to do all this work, you know, in prison, like make license plate and do all this slave labor. There was a movie made on it. It came out. It happened. It was based on a true story. Was it? It wasn't Shawshank Redemption. I think it was something else. But anyway, prisoners are slaves. So it creates the legal fiction. The judges, remember, we said the judges can't tell the truth or the whole truth. They're mandated that they can't under Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. So they don't talk about this. So it's a legal fiction. It's a presumption on their part that you're a criminal. So they can impose these unconstitutional laws on you. that's how it operates in short. And Marx or the communists took care of it. It's based on Plank 4 of the Communist Manifesto, the taking of property from immigrants and rebels. And that's what my work centers on, straightening all that out for people, Americans. But they're not interested because they love their Marxism so much. You know, after all, they've been living it 150 years. They wouldn't know freedom if it bit them in the ass. Anyway, it upsets me because no one's interested. But, you know, they get the dangled carrots.
So, sir, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What about local voting? Is that also a crime?
You know, it's interesting. It's something I don't like to talk about. The 14th Amendment allows it, but no one takes advantage of it. So if you look at Title I, Section 2, under acts of Congress, they've already incorporated the counties into the 14th Amendment system, which if you read the 14th Amendment, Section 2, counties are precluded in sense, only the states included. But after 150 years, they've included the states too, or the counties. It would be possible, but these people won't listen to me. And they go off and listen to these operatives instead, who are there to maintain this communist system.
What about voting for like local mayor? Because that would be on the town level.
You can't do it because it's all commingled with statutes and benefits. Okay. Now there's three benefits or forms of consent under this system. Voting's the number one. That's creates the agency where Congress and the legislatures represent you. And two is taking benefits, Social Security number, for example, out of the federal system or any other benefits of the state. Some states even have income tax. And if you're getting benefits, like food stamps and things, that's going to tie you into the system. And three, not doing anything about it. You can be one of these complacent people that don't vote, just sit there and want to be left alone and eat, you know, Cheetos and watch Netflix. They're included too because they haven't done anything about it. So it's a maxim of law that that you're involved by doing nothing. You consent by silence, in other words. So those are the three main ways people are sucked in. So at this point, there's no way unless people start removing themselves from the system. They could set up a county or even a town if they'd want to. But the whole town, the voters would have to be clean of the 14th Amendment. Mandates and traps, liabilities, whatever. They call them privileges and immunities. And at this point, you know, when you got, 99.5% of the people loving their communism, it's going to be very hard to have that happen. So, unfortunately, Americans are destined to be slaves under this system. And it's getting worse, and the only way it's going to be fixed is if the 0.5% go to war, which, I've tried to stop for 20 years plus. If you read our mission statement, I copied something that crook Hamilton said, that he was just doing a sales job. I mean it intentionally, that wars and rebellions are the worst, are the mortal diseases to society, so... Yeah, we don't need more dead people, is my point. We need educated people. And people don't seem to be interested in that. It's easier to pick up a gun and start shooting your neighbor. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. Go ahead. Did I lose you? I know your internet goes out sometimes.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay. I was trying to mute to stay quiet when we've been so radicalized, Mr. Bork. You know, the right hates the left hates the right. You know, we forgot that we are
people,
human beings and neighbors. Right. You know, and so because of that, if there whatever happens, depending on who wins, Biden or Trump, we've been so radicalized that I'm a little worried that it's a possibility of a civil war breaking out controlled by the masters, as every war, for the most part, at least that I know of, has been controlled and put forth by them.
Yeah. So oh, yeah. We both know this is all organized. All this chaos that's going on.
Yeah. What greater way to weaken the country, you know, more than it already is, than have us fighting each other? I mean, I'm not going to say with 100% confidence it's going to happen, but come on, people. Just because your neighbor's progressive or just because your neighbor's conservative, you really want to gun them down just because they have some personal beliefs? It's ridiculous. All right.
It seems like the left, or so-called, is up for doing that. I mean, look at all.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it for the right, too, on Twitter. I've seen it on all sides. Don't think that just because I'm a conservative that I think that our side's any better. We might not be, protesting and rioting on the streets as much as like Black Lives Matter and Antifa is, or if at all at this point, but it doesn't mean that when you go on Twitter and I've seen conservative people,
I guess the media doesn't, or the so-called right doesn't publicize that as much as the left
I've seen them call progressive people lessers and they're going to get the day of the rope and everything like that and everything. So it's just, I mean, come on, like, you know, I have progressive people in my family. I have a few progressive friends. They mean well. I completely disagree with them. Their political ideologue. Still, it doesn't mean that, you know, I want to take up arms against them. If Trump loses, you know, it's silly. Really, it's silly.
Yes. Well, the whole thing's communist anyway. So these people are just banging their heads against the wall.
Let's go attack the 98 instead of the 1%. So stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this makes me
imagine that the powers that be, whatever you want to call them, just sit there in their smoke-filled rooms, as they used to call them, and just sit there and laugh their ass off at this clown show that they created. Circus. Anyway, yeah, this is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name's L.B. Bork. I'm with John Breeson today, talking about things. We'll be back after these announcements from the station in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name is L.V. Bork, host of this panel, and I have John Reeson with me today. The other two people had personal affairs to take care of. They'll be back, I hope, next week. Anyway, glad you could join us. This is Revolution Radio, as Hawk said during the breaks, or the announcements during the break, rather. We're listener supported. We need your help. So if you could go to the station website, freedomslips.com. Love that. That was a very creative name for the station, but it also goes by revolution.radio. If you go to those two URLs, you'll find the donation button at the top of the page. You can also do snail mail. That's found, the address is found at the bottom of the page. And also Patreon is available for donation and joining. Could use a bunch of members. You know, I don't understand why a lot of people, they do it on YouTube, of course, but, a lot of people should just set up a system where they donate every month. You know, a lot of people think that $5 isn't a lot or, you know, whatever, but it is. It really adds up fast if you get enough people donating. So we could use that help. Appreciate it. Anyway, we've been talking about just general things today. What a mess the movement is. And I don't know, where were we, John? Did we want to go into something else or continue on with complaining about people being brainwashed and complacent?
I think we're done with talking about voting. Yeah. I don't think there's really much any of us could really.
No, people, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And most, I said 20 years ago when I got out of the system, I was been 25. It took me my own research to effectively find out how to absolutely do it as a matter of law, approved by the government, because their whole job is to con people to staying in the system. But, you know, I said years ago, if people aren't willing to give up their Social Security number, you know, they're in. And they're going to dick you around like they have been for, you know, 150 years now. So, you know, I told you this morning that after this election, I'm not going to be nice anymore about it, though. This has got to be exposed because it's evil. Mm-hmm. And we know a lot of people don't know about it. I've said for years, you know, even my Gaddy has something he says about it. I said, you know, ignorant people don't bother me. It's the willful ignorance that really ticks me off, you know, because it's affecting everyone. And I think Mike says, it's not that Americans are ignorant. It's just that they're so damn proud of it. So him and I came to the same saying in a different way. Anyway. If you don't know law, basically you don't know anything. That's another thing I've come up with. And you can see these people say that we follow the rule of law, and remedies there if people find it, want to accept it. And that's our only hope, I think, aside the bloodshed that we talked about towards the end of the last segment. But people, you know, you said you've seen these right types on Twitter. That's what I've heard from some of our people. They've gone into the corner hiding, so to speak, waiting for the shit to break loose instead of moving what I planned for 20 years to go forward, you know, yeah. Which is peaceful education and understanding. And I can't do it alone. I mean, the internet's destroyed any attention span people have. Matter of fact, before 2000, goldfish had less attention span than people. But now, after 20 years of MTV rapid fire, videos and whatever have gone. Oh, it's been more than that for MTV, but. You know, clips and fast-moving information, people's attention spans less than of a goldfish now. So it's hard to get people's attention, especially when they have carrots dangled in front of them by the people that are controlling them, that are, you know, false. Like the Nacera you were talking about last hour.
Either, sir. And the thing is, look, before anybody says, well, John, the left is radicalized. Well, nah, duh. All right. So don't think that I'm excusing the radicalization of the left either. I'm not. It's no, in your face. No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying. You
know, no, I know. I didn't mean to infer that it was your problem.
No. I know you weren't. I just wanted to make that clear because there is radicalization on the right as well. And look, I just.
It kind of reminds me of that Weird Al Yankovic song, "Dare to Be Stupid." You know,
yeah, very much so. Dare to be stupid.
Yeah, dare to be stupid. These people, oh, forget what Bork says. Let's just get our guns and start killing people. Let's do what they've had us do for the last thousands, you know, the last thousand years or so.
Yeah, let's kill each other off, man. Just because. You know, Trump won or
whatever.
Creepy Joe Biden won. You know, let's take each other out at the behest of the controllers. There needs to be de-escalation, sir. And I just don't see any de-escalation. And that worries me. And it's worried quite a few people that are friends of mine, that are fellow researchers. I don't see any de-escalation between people's, you know, with different political ideologies. I just don't see it. So it's very concerning. Because if there's not any de-escalation, it will lead to a civil war. Now, we used to always think, we were always told that it was going to be the UN invading us, and it still may be. And it was going to be a civil war, you know, versus the 99 versus the 1%, you know, us versus the elite. And within our own country, you know, no, it's not going to be that. No, it could never be that. That's what they told us it was going to be. No, it's going to be us versus each other just because Trump lost or Biden lost. So stupid. So stupid. It is. And it may not happen. It may not happen. And God, I really pray to God the Father that it does not happen. I don't want it to happen at all. But everybody out there, people, just take a minute and breathe and just don't be so radicalized. It's ridiculous. It really truly is. Trump is not your guy. He is in bed with the Rothschild, the Council for National Policy, you know, so many different other people, you know, Chapalovich. Look, Trump's not your guy, all right? He never was. I'm sorry you got duped into believing it. I did too. I voted for the man back in 2016. I was an idiot. I'm sorry. But that doesn't, you know, come on. When did the truth movement start trusting the president? Especially someone who's an insider, especially someone whose mentor was Roy Cohn, especially someone whose mentor was Norman Vincent Peale. Trump's a blue blood. He's part of the 1%. He's not fighting for us. It's stupid and silly.
I have to say there are adjustments he's made, but you know, in world communism, he's throttled things back a bit, but American communism. He hasn't done anything to expose or fix it. I might want to look at it as there's an infighting going on, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see, maybe. Maybe there is two different Zionist factions. There's the world order, and maybe the ones that controlled the United States. The Secretary of Treasury under FDR said back in 1921, I forget the guy's name, I'm bad with names and chapter and verse stuff for the most part. But he said that America is our Zion. And this was before World War II when the Zionist State of Israel was created. So what that tells me by him saying that is we don't need a state of Israel. We've already got America as our dupes and, you know, pocketbook. And that's a fact. Because the United States has been used to industrialize the rest of the world for the past 100 years plus. They already had that put in place. So, you know, I see Trump as maybe handling the, you know, the American Zionist. But that's just a thought, okay? Yeah, he's appeasing the world Zionist, too, over in Israel, too, from what he's done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. He's in deep, you know. But back to the hope factor. It gives us hope that he can be pushed to the right direction. But if people aren't educated, that can't happen. And like I said on my program Tuesday, like Jack McLam, and I know you don't trust him totally. I don't totally trust him either, because it seems like everyone's ignored what I've had to say. And it gets back to the Council on National Policy, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are definitely in line with what I said about the American Zionists, or the Blue Bloods, as you called them, controlling America. So there is that problem or faction that exists. But I think maybe they're trying to keep that under wraps to a point, so they don't want to expose either American communism or world communism. So that's what I've been fighting against with the so-called patriot movement and people that might be involved in patriotism. I think probably William Cooper was probably honest.
I believe, like we've discussed that, I believe in a lot of ways he was Mr. Bork, because yeah. I'm not going to say I agree with him 100%. You know, his former Navy intelligence, he probably was an operative at one time. He steered a lot of people to the false UFO belief initially in the beginning. But you can see as time passed, he got so upset that I think he himself was fooled somewhat. You know, close to his death, he really started railing against all of them, even the secret right. He said that he was lied to about UFOs and it was all a freaking sham, that there are no aliens. It was just the government testing, you know, various things. And he caught Alex Jones as being a shill, and he, you know, predicted Osama bin Laden in 9/11. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I really do believe that Cooper towards the end really, you know, figured out that he had been duped somewhat and he had been controlled somewhat and wasn't having it.
Well, you know, I was for many years. I never got involved in politics until 93. I started looking at things. That's because, you know, of the Gulf War. I was even suckered in during that time. You know, I was into the American flag waving, kill the Arab type stuff back in 1991. But after 2 years of thinking, looking at things, I began to wake up, and never participated in politics, but been observing them. But I started studying law back in 92-3, so that's when I started to wake up. And then, you know, you start listening to the people in the movement, and they go, this doesn't sound right, you know. So I did my own research and found out a lot. There's probably only one man that I can refer to. He's passed on now. Lee Bropes, he's the only one that was close to being right about things as far as constitutional issues and whatever. because he did his own research and we agree on a lot of things. And I didn't follow his work really because I already figured things out. But after, you know, I researched my own things. He agreed with, or we coincide in our beliefs and observations. So, but he's the only one. Everyone else can't be really trusted. They're maintainers, as I term them, based on a court case that I read. Based on de facto government definition. But, yeah, I traded in my guns for law books back in the 90s.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult, you know. I mean, we got to find some way to de-escalate, some way to reconcile, you know. Yeah. I just don't know. I just don't know of any. We're so polarized at this point. Even truthers are polarized. Their operations really did work. They really did. Even we fell for it. I like using the analogy that my friend Billy Ray Valentine gave me, was that it's like we're sheep in a pen getting ready to be led to slaughter, all right? And you can see the slaughterhouse in the distance, all right? And you and I, you know, we wake up and you know to the world order and we're running around and we're trying to warn other sheep. We're making a lot of noise. So they move us to a farther pen that you can't see the slaughterhouse. Right. But it has a road still leading to the slaughterhouse. And so now, we wake up to we're in that pen and we're trying to wake up the sheep to think that they've escaped the slaughterhouse and say, hey, don't trust Trump. What are you doing? You know, we're still getting slaughtered and they're looking at us like, what are you talking about? You know, we know everything. Don't worry. And yes, I've been there. I've been that sheep. I was wrong. I'm trying to tell you I was wrong.
But I can actually say the government doesn't scare me as much as the population does.
At this point, yeah. I almost wonder if it's a government psyop to make us fear the government as much as we do. It'll be us that ends up taking each other out. Jeez Louise.
Well, that's it, you know. And we're still paying for... The Revolutionary War debt was never paid for. They got us right into the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. And Civil War was just a bloody mess. And as Mike Gaddy has researched and brought forward, that the Rothschilds were scoping things out. There were two brothers that were over here scoping the North and South out on how to proceed with the Civil War so they could profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just freaking stupid to even fall for that, because those are the people that make the money. And, you know, not including the dead people. It's stupid. And people wonder why I keep calling the population stupid. Dare to be stupid.
I want to tell. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. Tentative news. I haven't 100% figured this out yet. And I don't know if this is true, but people are reporting on Twitter, and I've seen a video with Ron Paul when he was doing his supposed live stream today, and it may be fake. I'm trying to figure that out if it's true or not. It's probably fake.
Hold on.
I want to say something. It looks like he may have had a stroke live during a show.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's edited that way or what. I'm looking at the YouTube video, but yes, in the middle of talking, his right side of his face started to droop, and he started he couldn't say vowels. So, and then it disconnected. So if that's true and wasn't some sort of like latency issue, which I don't think it was upon looking at the video, yes, it appears that either Ron Paul allegedly had some sort of stroke. If this video is real, going to keep looking at it to try to confirm. And if that's the case, then, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the Paul family, but my heart goes out to him.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't want him to die of a stroke. You know,
we've got to keep in mind that these people are compromised. They can't do it themselves. That's why it's up to the population to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. But these people, Americans, even though they tell us we're not socialists, they are. You people are socialists. I don't know how they even get away with saying that. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Social Security number. You got a Social Security number. You're a socialist. They, you know, just keep doing what they do. You know, they trust these people. And I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he could have had a TIA to a mini stroke. But yeah, you know, thoughts and prayers.
Pelosi did something similar this last week, I guess.
Yeah, but his was bad. I've never seen anything like it. Like, Pelosi just had like a memory fart. Like, he had all the physical manifestations of a stroke. Like, his face was drooping. He lost control of the left side of his face.
Wow.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'll let you know the more information I get in. Maybe it's, you know, they run operations all the time. Who's to know? You know, that the video is even real, but I saw it on his YouTube channel, Ron Paul Liberty Report, and it does look real. I'll keep you updated. I put it about 50% confidence right now until I'll see more, until they announce it or whatever. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted. I was just going to say, you, with technology, you can't even trust what's on video anymore.
No, you can't. Photos, that's why I'm saying I don't 100% believe it yet. You know, I gotta.
You know, technology's kicked up the discernment notch 100%. You know, 200-300%. So.
Yeah, you got to be more careful now.
Yeah.
I can't be like, well, I just saw this video and it looks legit, yeah. But you know, so.
That's why I trust law, you know, for the most part. That's the only thing you really can trust, even though the legal system is deceptive and they've come up with different terms and whatever. If you spend enough time and decipher, you know, they have to follow it. We just had a case in Ohio that I knew how to tie them up, and I did. We did, but with one simple page. Based on, I know how the system works, and you got to know the terms and whatever. And they're afraid to make a ruling because it basically would destroy the 14th Amendment system. And it was just by challenging the word resident.
Now it's being reported on Mossad Hedge, Zero Hedge. So we'll see. It looks legit.
Ron Paul thing.
Yeah, it looks like it happened. It looks like he really did have some sort of TIA or some sort of stroke.
That's sad. Yeah, I've questioned his existence in Congress for a long time. Because, you know, my point was, yeah, the only one out of 535 of them that gets it. Or, no, how many are there in Congress? There's 535 in what, the House of Representatives, or is that with the senators too?
Well, how many of them really get it, you know, like how many of them really, truly. So yeah,
well, he's the only one that seemed like to fight, though, you know, that's my point. He was the only one against the status quo, so to speak.
That is true.
And that just is weird on its face. Really? So only one guy gets this.
So I think you have 100 senators. I think you have 430 or 35 members of the House, so 535 members together of the legislative branch. So I looked it up, it's 441. So 441 House of Representatives, 6 non-voting members, and of course 100 senators. So. Right.
Yeah, they want to add D.C. These idiot liberals want to add D.C. to be as being a state.
It's supposed to be a district. That's how it's always
been. You know, they tried this 20 years ago, too, or whatever it was. These people are, you know, incompetent boobs. They have no business, especially Cortez. You know, they're idiots. They don't, you know, these people are governing you, and they don't even know how the Constitution works or the law works. Mm-hmm. They're just a bunch of authoritarians that like to boss people around. And you know, people need to remove themselves from this system. And I, you know, that's what I've been preaching for 20 years. And it's not, if you keep playing in it, it's never going to be exposed and it's never going to fall. Stop being socialist. It's a con job. Like I said last hour, even Elon Musk is pro-socialist. And I figured this out a long time ago with government. They need you in government to steal wealth from you, your labor. They need you to be that socialist. And that's how Elon Musk gets all his toys and projects paid for. And I think he's just a shadow government operative, similar to what Bill Gates was, or still is.
I could see that.
You know, I was thinking lately about the pyramids and the argument that they were built by slaves or they were paid to build those pyramids. You know, it's what purpose do they serve? Or what purpose did they serve? It was just some, you know, euphoric project of some elites. And then they had to enslave the people of Egypt to get them built. Mm-hmm. Same with Musk. Going to outer space, what does that gain? It's what, are they looking for gold or something so the elite can make more money? And you're paying for it. You're nothing but their slave. You're a pet. That's what socialism is about. You know, they say it's to help the, you know, communism. Oh, let's help the lower class and the, you know, unfortunate. Well, they're just using it for a tool to steal from you. Anyway, that's segment 3. We got one more to go. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. Talking with John Breeson today. My name's LB Bork. Be back in a couple minutes after station announcements.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. This is Revolution Radio. Talking with John today. My name's L.B. Bork. We're talking about, problems with the so-called Patriot Movement. I don't know if a lot of people are patriots. I'm surprised the feminists haven't attacked that yet. You know what I'm talking about, John?
Yeah, I just to let you know, I'm more convinced now that Ron Paul had a stroke or a TBI.
Yeah, Mr. So, Rowe just posted it in chat. He's a little late. You mentioned it before he posted it. Mr. Rowe's pretty up on things, so I guess what I'm saying,
the Daily Call. Tucker is reporting it now, and Thomas Massey is yeah, it probably happened. So, yeah.
Like you said, heart goes out to the family and Ron. I don't totally dislike that guy, but someone brought up to me the other day about people like Rush Limbaugh or Alex Jones, and I determined there's different. I relate it to the dams, lock and dam system on the Mississippi. They hold back the water, to allow boats, of course, to travel up and down the Mississippi. But that's the purpose of a dam, is to hold back water. So putting this into the truth movement or the Patriot movement, so you have different, dams such as Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, they're placed along the river. So the information is kind of relates to what you said about the stockyard and the Patriots and truth. So there's different levels of how they release information to people. And it's like a smorgasbord for people. They can select what they want to hear or what they want to believe, And Ron Paul was one of the ones that politically held people back or involved in the system. He kept people involved in the system. Because like I said, once you vote, you're agreeing with being subject to the agency of government. You're a constituent, and these laws apply to you that they put out. That's as simple as I can state that. It's like when if you're a movie star and you hire an agent, he represents everything that happens for the most part, unless the contract states otherwise. Well, if you want these guys to represent you in Congress, the laws they pass apply to you. What part of socialism isn't that?
I mean, very much so, sir. I don't know. I really don't I mean, Rush Limbaugh has cancer right now.
Yeah, I think he's
me and Greg McCarron talk about it all the time of how, you know, Rush Limbaugh's a horrible human being. He stared a lot of people to neoconservatism,
right,
and Zionism. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, wish ill will among the man, even if he has cancer, right? You know, maybe you think, you know, he would, you know, admit to all, you know, him misleading all people for, you know, money and very much possibly being an operative too, as many millions as he was getting, you know. Yeah. But I guess my point is I don't wish ill will against Rush Limbaugh, and I don't wish ill will against Ron Paul. I have questions about Ron Paul. You know,
isn't it funny that Rand Paul doesn't seem as radical as Ron was?
Well, Rand Paul kisses Israel's butt more. Rand Paul does. So
yeah, he went and kissed the wall, as Trump did. Mitt Romney did too. So all of them have, for the most part.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've got the pictures. And there's articles on the internet. You know, I was just talking to someone in chat, my Skype chat, about the internet. And he mentioned that William Cooper didn't have the internet to do his research. And that's the way I feel about things. Because if you read some of my papers, I make reference to Encyclopedia Britannica, I believe it is, in one of my papers. And I didn't have the internet when I started doing my research. And most of my work comes out of books. And researchers today, they think they're researching because they watched a YouTube video. That's not research. You have to go to source material. That's why I'm impressed with your YouTube channel. You said, we've read the documents. That states it all, man. It's hearsay otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. My point is, I've done the research, and I've used source documents and their source materials to come up with my positions. And these people today think they're doing service by, sharing YouTubes. Tim Pool's notorious for that. He shows someone else's opinion and comments on it. And he's making big money on it. And it's basically just a distraction.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Rush Limbaugh and Ron Paul are equal. Rush Limbaugh was a far greater gatekeeper than Ron Paul ever was, in my opinion.
Sure.
But, you know, there's levels to this. There's always been levels. Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh counts for the national policy. So they're never going to tell you the secret writer, the hidden writer, the crimes of the right in its full potential. Ron Paul, Rand Paul both have spoken at the Council for National Policy. Ron Paul was a member of the CNP. Rush Limbaugh spoken to the Council for National Policy twice and was likely a member. Alex Jones is a member of the Council for National Policy. So they're not going to talk about that side. They may talk a few things about it, or they may call out people like Joel Skousen did to some degree. But even himself, he's just a cover-up. The Skousen family, W. Cleon Skousen, his uncle helped found the John Birch Society and the Council for National Policy. His brother Mark Skousen is a member to this day, and Joel Skousen has been a member off and on. It's all limited hangouts when it comes to them discussing the CNP and the many factions involved with the CNP, you know, Zionists, factions, you know, Jesuit factions, white nationalist factions. It's interesting that you'll have William Regnery II, the founder of the National Policy Institute, sitting at the same table as David Horowitz from the Freedom Center. So you have one of the biggest supposedly anti-Zionists next to one of the biggest pro-Zionists.
Yeah, I think it was you I mentioned it to. H.L. Mencken, you're aware of him, right? Maybe not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What did you say, Mr. Bork?
H.L. Mencken. You're familiar with
him? I don't know who that is. No, you mentioned him the other day, but I
yeah,
don't
Mike,
know
Mike knows who he is. And, you know, it's like I question what's gone on over the past 150 years because, you know, after I did my research, yeah, I had maybe more access to things than some people during the Civil War or after. But my question has always been, or, you know, since I've done my own research, I started a thing called State National Society. And, of course, there's been operatives out there that distracted everyone by lying to them. One calls herself a judge, and she's a fraud. Someone mentioned her in chat. But
tell me about H.L. Mencken real quick.
But I'm making a short story long. He was a journalist back in early 1900s, and he, you know, made fun of democracy or thought it was bullshit and just hated the government basically. But he wouldn't go into remedy or starting a society to keep people out of the 14th Amendment system. So I'm just wondering if he was a gatekeeper himself. Because, you know, that's what some people say, well, how come you're so special? And I go, I exposed this system and I created a society to get people out of it and expose it.
That's interesting. It says one of Mencken's biggest admiration was Friedrich Nietzsche. And he supposedly recommended Ayn Rand's first novel, We the Living, to be published to give her notoriety, and said it's a really excellent piece of work.
Well, I guess there's your sign.
Yeah.
You answered my question because I, you know, like I say, I do surface research on a lot of these characters.
And he was an unflinching atheist. Of course he was, because he admired Nietzsche. So he thought Christianity was silly.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed. He said some, like I say, you know, a broken clock's right twice a day.
Always.
Mark said some good things. So just because I quote someone doesn't mean I'm in bed with all of what they believe, you know. But he did say some good things. But, you know, what was the intent or what was his true belief of the system at that point? But it gets back to what I believe is happening now. I think based on this character that we know from Australia, I don't want to get into his character's positions, but I trust what he says. He believes that the Rothschilds are going for private police forces. And that makes sense based on what they're doing with this defund the police right now, trying to get rid of them so the Rothschilds can come in and put their own police force in. So this crap's going on all behind us, you know. And there is like you stated, I heard you told Mike Gaddy, who claims to be an anarchist, which I don't. my thing is, we got Republican freedom. Anarchy's why? Why do you need that when you got Republican freedom?
I mean, I don't want to speak for Mike, but I just from talking with him, I think he's more of a minarchist. But I could be wrong.
But you know, he argues that there's no need for government, and Jerry, a friend of mine, just said Germany did without a federal government for, you know, 3 months or something recently, and she goes, nothing happened to them, and I go, yeah, it's a big con job. The federal government. It's, you know, any federation is based on communism so they can control mercantilism. That was the original purpose for the, not the 14th Amendment, that extended the mercantilist cabal, but the Constitution originally, even the Articles of Confederation were. But if people are versed in law, they can use the government, a federal government especially, for the good and doing good things. But that's not the way of the socialists, like I said recently or a few minutes ago. that the socialism is based on using people as human resources so they could, you know, suck the life out of them.
Yeah,
and,
that's why.
You know, without government, proper government, let me just say this. I was thinking about this this morning. Recently, my phone company, CenturyLink, they're getting sued for unscrupulous billing practices. And during all this, they've been charging late fees, just outrageous, you know. And I talked to them. They go, well, we're still doing that, but if you want to take it off, we'll take it off. So what they're doing is they're relying on people being complacent and screwing them, thinking they'll get their, you know, $30 or whatever they charge because people won't contest it, even though they're being sued for it. And the government's not doing anything about it. It's so corrupt. Based on an example, or for example, Biden's deal, he's getting raked over the coals about right now with his son. You know, look at the crap they got away with.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting worse because people have let the fox guard the hen house. And how can the chicken watch what the fox is doing if he doesn't know what the fox is all about? And that's their law system. And that's what People's Awareness Coalition has been about for 20 years. And people have just gotten sucked into this political nonsense, circus, clown show, the last 10 years especially. And that's all orchestrated. So it's really sad.
Yeah, I know. It truly is. And I don't know.
Yeah, really, like what else. Yeah, like you said, they're ready to pick up guns and start killing each other now. It's really stupid. You know, even the people that worked with me, some of them, not all of them, Nathan Solid. But, yeah, they're watching all the people around them that totally ignore what PAC has to say. And, you know, we want to pick up guns and start killing people now. Idiots. And people wonder why I call people, you know, the population stupid. Unbelievable.
Yep. They trigger violence against each other.
Yep. And, you know, they've been programmed into it. These video games that came out, noticed someone said something in chat about video games. And, you know, back in the 60s, women, the mothers, would have been at the stores protesting that and say, you're not selling this crap to our children. It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
There's some amount of that going on right now with this movie called Cuties on Netflix. There's a boycott going on, but not to the extent where it needs to be. You know, one of the movie, you know, I like movies. I generally analyze them, but there's good parts in them. Generally, I don't know if you watch Vacation, but the family stopped with the aunt.
Yes, I've seen.
Rest stop. And, you know, one of the kids say, oh, my sandwich is all wet. And the aunt heard it. And well, the mother says, oh, the dog went on the picnic basket. And the aunt heard it, and she just kind of shrugged and kept eating it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I look at the population here. I tell them it's a crime to vote. You're getting screwed. But they shrug their shoulders and keep on like nothing happened. You know? So, yeah, Americans are eating a pissed-on sandwich with this system. And they keep supporting it, eating it. Eat the, you know, pissed-on sandwich. Anyway, sorry.
It's all right. Try to tell people, you know, that Trump's not for them. Well,
you know, he puts on a good show, but it's all planned.
If you really look, he doesn't. You know, I used to think that too. And granted, you know, getting us out of the Paris Climate Accords and not signing the TPP, yes, by all means, of course. But, you know, you really look back at probably really hard at Obama or Bush or any of the presidents, they probably threw us a bone once or twice, you know, like they have to. you know? But the thing is, I mean, maybe I'm just cynical, maybe I'm just jaded, maybe I'm just bitter, but it seems to me that Trump just gives a veneer, a new coat of paint to the world order so you don't look. Still going on. Still happening. You know, it's either, you either think Trump's the God Emperor and it's a million dimensional chess and he's going to be able to be your messiah and save you from everything and everything's going to work out. But what happens if Trump loses? Huh? What dimensional, the deep state just happened to get one up on him this whole entire time? You've been saying, you know, where's the rest of Hillary Clinton? Where are the rest? Ain't no rest. Paul Manafort was arrested. Now, Paul Manafort's a crook. He's still conservative. Roger Stone, crook, still conservative. I mean, I'll wait, Mr. Bork. I'm sitting here. I don't see an arrest. I mean, I'll see millions of stolen indictments bullshit. I'll wait. I'll sit here and wait. Ain't going to happen. You've been bought a con job.
I looked up that definition I got maintainers from. It's de facto government. It comes out of American jurisprudence, international law, section 12. It's out of a law dictionary, but it refers back to American jurisprudence. I don't know if it's still there because they update and bury things as time goes on, as people get more ignorant or stupid because they don't follow things and they do what they can to maintain the system. But anyway, de facto government, a new government which exercises undisputed sway over the entire country. The former established government having been nullified by successful rebellion or having lost the support of the people. A de facto government arises where the established government has been subverted by rebellion. So the new governmental exercises undisputed sway for the time being over the entire country, or where the people of any portion of a country subject to the same government throw off their allegiance to that government, establish one of their own, and to show not only that they have established a government, but their ability to maintain it. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important part to me. But also their ability to maintain it. And that's how they do have established the 14th Amendment political system. And they did it cleverly because they adopted, or it's kind of like a Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie, where these aliens came in and entered people's bodies. So people couldn't tell that these certain people are aliens. Well, they've done the same thing with the Constitution. But it's like a cancer. The 14th Amendment is a cancer of the original body, and it's destroyed it. You know, it's eaten it alive. And their ability to maintain it is all this deception, the social media distractions, all these things that they have done to the American public to keep it in force and effect. And, of course, I think that's what...
Sorry.
That's what they did with the Trump thing, this Trump phenomenon. They had to get people voting and support it, because if they don't, they lose their power.
Yeah.
And no one's willing to expose it and take it back. And this is the center for the New World Order. The United States is their enforcement mechanism, their boilerplate. And that's why so many people around the world, especially on that join Revolution Radio, come from Australia, Canada, and all that, because I think these people inherently know that the United States is the boilerplate or the enforcement mechanism for the rest of the world.
Ever since the American Revolution, we've been the testing.
That's been the separation. And I wrote a paper called "Liberalism and Statism." You know, people separate liberalism, conventional or original, and it's been taken over. No, it's a slowly cooked froggy. Liberalism back 230 years ago is the same liberalism that exists today. It's like a shell game. They move things around. Or it's progressive.
I guess yet back in ye olden days, it was called federalism.
Yes. Well, they still use that word. But it's all centralization. Centralization, federalism, you know, Marx used centralization. It's all the same thing. It's all socialism. Anyway, we're almost out of time. You want to give people the information on your program?
Yes, you guys can find me at We've Read the Documents on YouTube and We've Read the Documents on Twitter. And actually at We've underscore Read on Twitter, should I say. And you'll find, people here that you hear on Revolution Radio, like Jimmy Jean and Epic Journeyman and Mr. Bork and Mr. Gaddy. And I want to thank you for having me on Dare to Think Out Loud.
I appreciate
this afternoon, Mr. Bork, even though I apologize for going on rants. It's just a state of things.
No, I do.
It's a little perturbed.
I'm very perturbed after 25 years of this nonsense. And the, like I say, the people scare me more than the government. And like Jefferson said, people get the government they deserve. So it's the people's fault. Don't blame the government. Anyway, my program otherwise is on Tuesdays, The Ultimate Remedy That No One Wants. It's on from 6 to 8 on Studio A on Revolution Radio. And that pretty much wraps it up for this segment of Dare to Think Out Loud. Have a great weekend and stay safe, people. It's nasty out there.
Listening to Revolution.